I'm honored on behalf of the Islamic Development Bank Group to be here at this important forum and for this opportunity to speak on the subject that is at the heart of our mission and vision, Aid for Trade. First of all, let me join previous speakers in thanking Director General Bashar Lamy for taking the initiative to organize this event. And applauding his team for the excellent arrangements and for the warm hospitality extended to us since we arrived here. Also, a special thank for Mr. Lamy for allowing us to join this podium and this session today. Last meeting, we have been sitting here, and this is an honor for us. And thank you also for inviting us to join the expert group in WTO. This is an appreciated recognition to the role of IDB and its role in Aid for Trade. Excellencies, distinguished participants, no country or region in the world has grown successfully without expansion of the trade. Trade has very special importance for the Islamic Development Bank Group and its 56 member countries that is distributed among four continents. Due to its critical role in poverty reduction, growth, and development, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, has set a target to increase the intra-OIC trade volume from 15% in 2005 to 20% by 2015. In order to meet this challenge, the IDB group has taken a number of strategic initiatives, in addition to establishing the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation, ITFC, in 2006, for which I have the privilege to head. A strategy with a roadmap for enhancing intra-OIC trade was also adopted in 2008. It has five major business lines: trade financing, trade promotion, trade facilitation, capacity building, and developing strategic commodities. This strategy helped achieve or even exceed the 20% target. We note with satisfaction that in the course of recent years, intra-OIC trade has risen from around 14% in 2004 to around 17% in 2007. In US dollars, from $333 billion US dollars in 2004 to around $421 billion US dollars in the year 2007. Despite the increase of the share of OIC trade to the trade of the world remains low compared to their population, which is about 20% of the world population. Also remember that OIC member countries have abundant of natural resources and wealth, such as energy, agriculture, and industrial products. But because many OIC countries are least developing countries, this created enormous trade-related challenges, obstacles, and constraints, mostly on the supply side. Ladies and gentlemen, IDB has been pioneer among the multilateral development banks for initiating trade financing since its inception over three decades ago. The bank has made tremendous contribution and innovation in Islamic financing and has offered a viable model in this area. Various Islamic financial products such as Murabaha and Ijara are all asset-backed and are well suited for many markets. To date, the group's trade financing has amounted to $34 billion, or close to 60% of the group's lending volume. Last year alone, ITFC trade financing amounted to $2.5 billion, for which 44% was allocated to the least developed member countries. Under its Trade Cooperation and Promotion Program, TCMPP, ITFC supported last year only more than 72 projects for trade promotion, capacity building, and trade facilitation in 36 member countries. The IDB Group has enhanced the scope of trade transactions among the member countries through its entity called the Islamic Corporation for the Insurance of Investment and Export Credit, or ISIEC, that provides the Sharia-compliant export credit and reinsurance facilities to exporters, banks, trade financiers, and export credit agencies. As a reflection of its robust commitment to the private sector development in the member countries, ISIEC's total insurance commitments over the years have increased to $7.1 billion, with total business insured reaching $5.2 billion. The IDB Group plays special role in the development of private sector through ordinary operations and through the Islamic Corporation for the Development of Private Sector, ICD, which provides a variety of financial products such as direct financing through equity participation, lines of financing to commercial banks and national development financing institutions, short-term corporate finance, asset management, structured financing, and advisory services to public and private companies. In 2008, ICD has approved $347 million for 33 private sector operations. Overall, ICD has financed 132 projects in 28 member countries with assistance of over $1 billion. Excellencies, distinguished participants, development of trade-related infrastructure, particularly for transport, communication, and energy, is at the heart of the bank's assistance to the member countries. Over the years, the bank has financed more than 2,000 infrastructure and related operations with a contribution of $17.5 billion. For example, the bank has financed road projects in sub-Saharan Africa for developing east-west trans-Sahelian and north-south trans-Saharan corridors, primarily to promote trade between member countries. Other examples are regional roads between Mauritania and Mali and Djibouti and Somalia. Silk Road in Central Asia is yet another example. We have co-financed such large projects with our partners in the Arab Coordination Group, a group that includes Gulf based bilateral and multilateral donors. The bank gives special importance and attention to the productive capacity development through south-to-south cooperation. Over the past years, the bank has created many success stories in capacity development. Last year, ITFC was selected as the winner of the prestigious Euromoney Trade Finance Deal of the Year Award 2008 for its financing operations in the cotton sector in Côte d'Ivoire. ITFC deal was selected for the award as it offered a number of innovations compared to standard pre-export finance, as well as being Sharia compliant and of great social and economic importance. In 2008, ITFC has supported the cotton sector with $121 million for operations mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. Not only the fiber sector, IDB is actively supporting the food sector. For example, in response to food crisis, the IDB group has pledged a five-year assistance package of $1.5 billion. Through its Jeddah Declaration, initiative on food security adopted in 2008. The initiative supports the member countries, particularly the least developed ones, strengthen their food security and revitalize their agricultural sector. The assistance under the initiative includes $250 million for financing trade and agricultural inputs, including fertilizers and improving seeds, and $200 million for trade and private sector development under the initiative. The bank has approved since last June 2008 $442 million, including $52 million by the ITFC, representing over 29% of the total pledge amount. Excellencies, the IDB Group New Vision 2020 called a vision for human dignity, and the group's new thematic strategy for 2009-2011 prioritized five key areas for poverty reduction with business and trade development as core element. First, comprehensive human development. Second, infrastructure development with emphasis on transport, energy, and information and communication technology. Third, regional economic cooperation and integration. Fourth, productive capacity development. And fifth, private sector development. This year, as part of its response to assist member countries address the challenges of the global financial crisis, the IDB Group is scaling up its operations by increasing its annual growth rate from 15% to 30%, resulting in additional $2.5 billion over the period 2009-2011. I take this opportunity to invite you to be partner with IDB Group for promoting trade and related operations in the OIC area. Let me highlight, ladies and gentlemen, that ITFC has offered its full support to the preparation of aid for trade roadmap for the United Nations Special Program for the Economic of Central Asia and Afghanistan region, or CPEC region. The preparatory meeting, which was held in Bishkek, Kyrgyz Republic, in March 2009, agreed to articulate regional and national priorities on aid for trade with a special reference to the challenges and prospects during and after the global financial crisis, and special thanks for WTO and UNDP for working together with ITFC in this event. I'm very pleased to announce that ITFC readiness, the ITFC readiness and willingness to organize the expert meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyz Republic, and ministerial meeting in Baku, Azerbaijan, in 2010 as a support for the aid for trade roadmap for Sibica region. ITFC is also planning to launch an initiative on aid for trade roadmap for the Economic and Social Commission for West Asia region, ESCWA, and will be pleased to work in partnership with all stakeholders. We will be pleased to be partner for similar initiatives for Africa as well. To conclude, I would like to reiterate the overriding importance of IDB Group attaches to trade promotion, and at the same time express our readiness to cooperate with other international financial institutions and partners on aid for trade with the objective of scaling up trade related infrastructure financing and capacity development in common member countries. Thank you very much.